Perfection again for figure skater Michelle Kwan. Last night at the U.S. Championships in Portland, Oregon, Kwan earned three perfect scores of 6.0 to take the lead. She'll try to win the event in tomorrow's free skate final.
Kwan has received more perfect sixes than anyone in national championship history, but that streak is coming to an end. The scoring system that awards the 6.0 is being phased out.
Prompted by the 2002 Olympic judging scandal, international skating officials are implementing what they say is a more objective system of scoring. The U.S. hasn't yet made the change, but it's coming, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Even the casual skating fan knows the traditional system of scoring, or at least the sound of that system.
Marks for presentation. 5-4, 4-8.
The familiar drone of scores, 5.6, 5.2, or on those special occasions, 6.0. Young skaters on empty rinks have always fantasized about that perfect score, the way kids in driveways hoist up the shot that wins the NBA championship. But skating officials believe the system that gave us the magic of the 6.0 also led to the embarrassment in Salt Lake City, where a French judge was involved in a scheme to fix two skating events. Last year, international skating officials approved a plan they said would inhibit conniving judges. U.S. officials unveiled the plan for reporters this week in Portland. The PowerPoint presentation obviously was geared for knowledgeable reporters. Charlie Sear is a veteran skating judge.
Both jump elements are added, and they are multiplied by 0.8. So the skater is still given the risk, but it's still easier to do a triple toe, turn, step, triple toe, or triple toe instead of triple toe, triple toe.
For those who didn't understand, Sear was kind enough to condense his presentation afterwards.
I think probably the biggest significance of the system is that we are rating the skater on an individual basis and not ranking them or comparing them to another skater.
Armed with computers and video cameras, assisted by a team of technical skating experts, judges will grade each element of a skater's performance as it happens, the jumps, the spins, the footwork. The score flashed on the screen will be the cumulative point total of all judges, rather than the string of marks, the 5-6, the 4-8, from individual judges. When the performance is over, Sear says, the judges move on to the next competitor, not worrying about where to place a skater in relation to another. This apparently will remove much of the subjectivity from the judging process, and giving points for each element will favor the skater who does everything well. 20-year-old Johnny Weir won last year's national men's competition under the old system. Since then, he's also scored well in events with the new scoring, which will be used at next year's Winter Olympics in Italy. But Weir, like many others, warns the new system still involves human beings, not just numbers and computers, meaning it won't necessarily be the ultimate deterrent.
It's not really getting rid of the whole, the ability to cheat and put one team or one person above another just because they're from a certain country. I think it's an improvement, but it's still not 100% foolproof that something can't go wrong and there won't be another drama to deal with.
Until that happens, and in skating it has to, right? But until that happens, many hope the new system confines drama to the ice, where great skating will be justly rewarded, even if there's no mythical 6.0. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.